just change hands.
Yeah. Now listen to me very carefully this
morning.
Some transactions have already taken place here. Some more transactions are about to take place. There are people in the meeting today, and those who are watching us too, that what would be deposited in their lives today will give them unending laughter. There are people here who will witness uncountable blessings. So for the few minutes we got here, use it well. Use it like a warrior. If I ask you to sing, sing from the depth of your heart. Don't worry about the situation that you brought here. Now concentrate on him who is able to do all things. Concentrate on him who has no respect for impossibility. Concentrate on him who can say, "Let there be light," and there will be light. Concentrate on him who speaks and darkness flees. Concentrate on him who is able to smite your enemy in their cheekbones. Sing this song of praises loud and clear to the King of Kings and to the Lord of
Kings.
Sing it with a heart of worship unto the Lord.
Jehovah, we praise you.
After me, I shall sing my own song. I shall dance my own dance. The Lord has given me the garment of praises. I will praise Him forevermore. I shall sing my own song. I shall dance my own dance. The Lord has given me the garment of praise. I will praise Him forevermore. I shall sing my own song. I shall dance my own dance. Can you say that? The Lord has given me the garment of praises. I will praise Him forevermore. I shall sing my own song. I shall dance my own dance. The Lord has given me the garment of praises. I will praise Him forevermore. Let me hear you sing. So
praises, I will praise him forever. Now, I assume you know the song now. Now with holy violence, we're going to sing now. I shall sing my own song, I shall dance my own dance. The Lord has given me the garment of praises, I will praise him forever. I shall sing
my own song.
We have just 2 or 3 minutes to pray them. But as you are praying them, arrows will be sent out from heaven against any camp assigned to disgrace you. Say every power assigned to turn my glory to shame. Can I hear the sisters here shouting? Is that the best the sisters can do here this morning? Let me hear the brothers roar like thunder. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to decree. Something must happen in your life here today. Masatila kaya boshendera ba. Da katandaya boshenta. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu, agadura.
Now this next prayer.
Adura to kan yi.
Will bring many people here. Massive testimony within a week. That is within 7 days. Anything that must go. For me to move forward. Go by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree. That's why Jesus brought you here.
Go! 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 Go!
Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Make this prophetic declaration with violence. Amen.
Amen.
Make this prophetic declaration by fire. Words of my enemies. Over my life. Shall not come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare that. Those words shall not come to pass. In Jesus' name we pray. Every satanic lion that has vowed to devour me.
Don't you let it be a word, Jenny?
Can you say that loud? In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this first fruit service. We give you praise, O Lord. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Father,
Baba,
lay your hands upon us here today. Anoint us in a new way. Open our understanding. That which you want us to do. To catapult us to our next level. Push us into it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. A louder amen. Please be a prophet unto three people. Go to three people, tell them. Your God shall arise and give you a strong reason to celebrate this year. In the name of Jesus, say it to three persons. Amen.
Amen.
Now prophesy into the life of five persons. Look at somebody straight in the eye.
When you come to our
see, every month of this year shall be a disappointment to your enemies. In the name of Jesus, say it to five persons. Amen.
Amen.
Let's have a say, God bless you. In the beginning of this year, the Lord gave us some prophetic words for this year, 2011. It's amazing to see how those words are working out now. We need to be prepared. We need to be prepared. We need to be serious. We need to gather strength. We need to take God seriously in this particular year. Shout hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah.
And that's why this message is coming out, which I want you to listen to very carefully. The battle between the circumcised and the uncircumcised.
Ogun laarin awon to kola atawon alai kola.
The battle between the circumcised and the uncircumcised. What did I say? Amen.
Amen.
The battle between the circumcised and the uncircumcised. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, there was someone called Goliath.
1
Samuel chapter 17. He had threatened, he had boasted, he had scared the army of Israel. Until David came on the scene. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. All the boasting of
Goliath,
all the come out and fight. If you can defeat me, we become your slaves. If we defeat you, you become our slaves. The boasting of Goliath for 40 days and 40 nights. Twice a day.
And make it.
When David heard, he summarized both the man and his boasting under one word. First Samuel chapter 17, verse 26. And David spoke to the men that stood by him, saying,
David,
what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? I prophesy upon the life of somebody here. The arrow of reproach fired against you shall backfire sevenfold. Let your amen roar like thunder. So what shall be done to this man that killed this Philistine?
Kini a o se fun eni na
and take away the reproach from Israel.
Philistine yi to si mu egan na kuro lara Israel.
For who is this uncircumcised Philistine?
Tani alaikola Philistine yi se
that he should defy the armies of the living God.
Ti o fi ma gan ogun Olorun alaye.
David concluded, summarized Goliath into a name, uncircumcised Philistine.
David is a sotan ati akotan Philistine ti a pe ni Goliath yi o pe ni alaikola ara Philistine.
So as far as David was concerned,
loju Davidi,
this fellow is not circumcised.
Obeni alaikola ni,
so he has no covenant with God.
Nitori na ko ba Olorun ni maje,
but they are the circumcised.
Sigba won ni eni kola.
Goliath is the uncircumcised.
Goliath je alaikola.
Now the uncircumcised wanted to destroy the circumcised.
Alaikola o si fe pa awon eni kola run.
But David knew
that
because that fellow is not circumcised.
Pe nitori obeni na ki se eni to kola,
he had to be defeated.
Agbodo segun re ni.
There is a mysterious battle on now, beloved.
Ogun aditu kan o ja lo lo baya ara.
The battle between the circumcised and the uncircumcised.
Ogun la ni awon alaikola ati awon to kola.
Let's be honest, beloved.
E je ka se oto pelu ara wa ara.
As a matter of crude fact.
O si je koko ti o nse koko oro afinju.
Whatever you are doing now.
Onko to nse bayi.
This is not your best.
Ki se ohun to dara julo to le dani.
As a matter of fact.
Lo toro.
For most of us gather.
Poko lopo wa bayi.
This is not you.
Ki se worry.
And what a tragedy to come to the world and you don't show up.
Ijamba si lo je ngba ti eniyan ba waye sugbon ko ma para hun.
There is a major reason.
Only idi pataki kan.
Why the you of God has not manifested.
Ti iwo ti Olorun re ko ti fara hun.
It's because
nitori pe
there is a battle.
Ogun kan wa
of the uncircumcised.
Ti awon alaikola
against you.
Lodi si o.
A PhD holder.
Eni kan to keko boye dokita
in chemistry.
Inu imo chemistry.
Ran mad in the laboratory.
O ya were lojiji ni yara ton tin sayewo.
His name was Shola.
Shola loruko re je.
Dr. Shola ran mad in the laboratory.
Dokita Shola o ya were ni yara ayewo.
Brilliant chemist.
Eni to mo imo chemistry dada.
They held him.
Won ba gba mu.
When about 6 men could not hold him.
Nigba ta pa won giripa merin o ka mo.
They carried him away from the floor.
Won ba gbe kuro be.
And landed his back.
Won fe yin tile.
And sat on him.
Won wa joko le mole.
He was struggling.
O si bere si ja kita.
Most of those who sat on him were afraid.
Opolopo na won to joko le eru n ba won.
The fear was that if he stood up he could pick a bottle of acid and point on them.
Iberu won gangan ni pe bo ba le dide o le gbe ego omi oro ko si dale won.
So they sat down there.
Won ba joko le mole nbe.
And began to call.
Won wa bere si pe.
Brother come, brother come.
Arakunrin wa, arakunrin wa.
They were calling the man of God.
O pe ojise Olorun.
Who they did not recognize to be a man of God before.
O je pe be kon tele ri won o ka se yan Olorun tele.
Bro, bro, bro come.
Arakunrin, arakunrin wa.
On arrival at the scene.
Gba ti ojise Olorun de be.
Said, Father, in the name of Jesus.
O baba ni oruko Jesus.
Let this spirit release this brother.
In
the name of Jesus. Let him be set free. All of a sudden. A voice spoke.
Number four.
He said, no.
Kamari.
No.
Therefore,
his star must sink. Amen.
Ami.
At this time. Those who were holding him.
Ni akoko ta nso igbogbo awon to di mu.
Many of them Anglicans and Catholics and Baptists they ran away.
Opolopo won Baptist Aguda ati Anglican won ti sa lo.
They have been hearing that demons speak but they don't know that it's real. They thought it's just Bible story.
Won ti ma ngbo tele pe awon emi esu ma nsoro lati ofun eniyan. Won o mo ko le sele won ro pe aroso inu Bibeli lasan ni.
They ran away and left the man of God there.
Won ba sa lo won fi ojise Olorun nikan sile nbe.
And the man of God cannot run.
Ojise Olorun o si le sa.
Now you.
What?
I am not talking to you, demon.
You buy where me you sorrow.
I'm talking to Shola.
Shola demon, pass sorrow.
Let Shola speak.
Let Shola sorrow.
Let the correct Shola come out.
Ki Shola no no ojade
and talk.
To si form.
At that level. The demon screamed. And Shola opened his eyes.
Shola ba la oju re.
Say ah. What am I doing on the floor?
Kini mo nse ni lele.
What am I doing on the floor?
Kini mo nse ni lele.
We were addressing the man.
Okunrin ohun la n ba soro.
We were praying for his freedom.
A n gbadura fun itusile re.
His spirit that is not him was talking.
Ṣugbọn emi ti ki so o n soro.
Pure truth.
Otito Ọlọrun.
Most of us here.
Who for no one?
This is not you.
If a wagon.
If the real you.
Be wagon.
Should show up and manifest.
Boba para on to si yoju.
Those who do not know you will know you.
I want you more. One more.
Those who have not had, they will have.
I want you go guru. One more.
Who no know? You go know.
And it's your more. You more.
No here. Go here. When the real you.
Liberty wagon.
Come out.
Boba para on.
If the real Shola did not come out,
we will
be masked forever by this uncircumcised powers fighting his
life.
Can you raise up your right hand?
No, what?
And shout is louder than anyone around
you.
The louder, the faster the anointing will fall upon
you.
My real me.
Hear
the cry from heaven. Manifest in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and say, Mapota Satilaka Ribosopanda Kayabo Shantaraba Balakatanda Rabosopola Kayabo Shantaraba. My real me, hear the cry from heaven. Manifest, manifest. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu Agbadura.
What a pity. I'm not angry enough. I'm not angry enough. Don't worry, let's go on. The defeat of the uncircumcised brought out the real David. No one knew David before. But the defeat of that uncircumcised brought out the real David. The uncircumcised,
alike color,
assigned to bury your star.
Before
24 hours,
they
shall be buried alive. In the name of
Jesus,
let your amen roar like thunder. Amen.
Amen.
This is a deep mystery.
Aditu to jile ni eleyi.
Men of the covenant.
Aweni majemu
were confronted by men without covenant.
Aweni alaini majemu wa ko won loju.
Men of the covenant.
Aweni majemu.
They were terminated and demoted by men without covenant. What kind of insult is this? The uncircumcised, whatever religion they are calling themselves, is messing up the circumcised. What kind of insult is this?
One?
Those without any dream. They wanted to eliminate the man with dreams. The brethren of
Joseph
wanted to eliminate the man with dreams. the battle of the circumcised and on the uncircumcised.
Ogun alai kola ati eni kola.
He said Pharaoh had a dream.
Oni Pharaoh ola ala kan.
Pharaoh saw seven fat, favored cows.
Pharaoh ri malu meje to sonra.
They came out of River Nile.
On jade lati no do nile.
Then out of the same River Nile.
Lati no do nile kan na.
Pharaoh saw 17 weak, sickly cows.
Pharaoh tun ri awon malu meje to ru to tirin ti won sokunrun.
Then something strange happened.
Oh, my God, you can watch it.
The thin, weak, sickly cows devoured the seven fat, favored cow. What kind of demon is that?
I want my loo, meje, to tiri, to ru, to nshaisan. On wakbe, I want to son la, to dala lati wo. Wakbe wami. You don't come with me.
How can the kwashoko cows eat up the fat, favored ones?
Ba woni. I want my lu abiru.
How can the cows be disturbing the blessed ones? How can the uncircumcised be killing the circumcised? How can the uncircumcised be demoting the circumcised? How can the uncircumcised be pushing of the circumcised? Raise up your right hand in anger again.
Some
wicked devourers expire in the name of
Jesus.
Let your voice roar like thunder. Command them to expire.
Expire, wicked devourers, expire in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu, agbadura.
I don't know. Please, are you understanding what I'm saying?
Mi o mo. Se ohun ti mo so ye yin sha?
Yes or no?
Be ni abi be ko.
You understand?
Se o ye yin.
Abel.
Abel
was the blessed man.
Ohun le ni ibukun.
But he was eliminated by Cain, the rejected man. Look at that.
Herod,
the fornicator, was the one that ordered them to go and cut off the head of John the Baptist. Abel did not talk.
Abel
should have said, excuse me. Something is wrong here. Even if somebody wants to kill me. Not this one who is rejected.
No,
it's not me who should die. Is this a rejected man that you go? John the Baptist did not talk. If I want to die, not from the hand of this fornicator. The battle of the circumcised against the circumcised. What kind of mystery is this? The ill-favored devouring the favored. We need to cry out. Seriously, this morning before we go, that who is this uncircumcised Philistine? That he wants to defy the armies of the living God. The uncircumcised, they have their strategies. They seek to, they do investigation, spying, and monitoring. According to Psalm 37:32. 37:32. They seek to know the secrets of people. One man living in Lagos here, Victoria Island or Lekki or somewhere like that. Comfortable man.
Ara tu,
rich man,
Oloro,
doing very well. He doesn't normally go home. But recently, he decided to go home to visit his mother. His father was dead. This man does not like the mountain of fire at all. He believes we're too aggressive. He believes the prayers are wrong. So he doesn't like us at all. All of a sudden, he started looking for me. He tried all the connections. Why was he looking for me? When he traveled home, and he was there for 3 days. On the day that he was about to go, his old mother called him. He said, come. So he went to the mother's bedroom. And the mother lifted up his pillow. And brought out a mirror. Said, come. Look at this mirror. When the brother came and looked at the mirror, he saw his house in VI inside the mirror. He saw his three children running around inside the mirror. The woman tapped the surface of the mirror. He saw the bedroom. His wife was sleeping in the bedroom. Amen.
Amen.
Now the mother said to him, you see,
sorry,
that is, you have been properly monitored. They must have called me witch, wizard before you.
Say
the truth. I'm even more than a witch.
Say,
you see,
sorry.
So I can easily finish you.
Hold on for me. That in your jewel.
There you are.
Worry.
Say, but
Shugman,
I'm very busy now. I don't have time for you yet. When it is your turn, I will descend on you. The man said,
okay.
He sweated till he got to Lagos. Can this be true? That's when he began to look for the mountain of fire and miracles ministry general
overseer.
So he came and told me this story. When he finished telling me this story, he was looking at my face. He said, Gio, you're not looking surprised. He said, surprised. So he said, this is a minor case. Say, say, Joe, what are you going to say? Me too, I ask him. Say, what are we going to do now? What are we going to do now? Say, Joe, you are making fun of me. You are making fun of me. I said, no, Nigeria, here is democracy. So, what do we do now? I said, you have to tell me what to do, sir. As I'm talking to you now, if you come to the headquarters, his seat is about 3 to the front. He does not like the mountain of fire, but now, when he saw himself in the mirror,
he
ran.
Oh, sir.
I am praying for somebody here. Any power monitoring your life for destruction shall be disgraced. 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 In the name of Jesus. There are still plenty of educated, naive, and funny people who don't know that they need prayer.
Ọpọlọpọ ènìyàn tó kàwé, tó fẹnu họra, to bo dada no iwa ti won mo pe awon nilo adura.
When the enemy is firing an arrow, said no, it is psychological imbalance. When the enemy is firing the arrow, said no, it is mental disorientation. When the enemy is still in the morning,
said
no, it is economic maladjustment. Why the enemy is busy raging. Amen.
Amen.
So they monitor, they spy, and they investigate. Those who are investigating your life for evil shall be buried alive. In the name of Jesus. Let your heaven roar like thunder. Amen.
Amen.
Now, after the monitoring and investigation and spying, and let me inform you, they can use your wall gecko to spy, they can use spider to spy, they can use all kinds of things to fight. And those of us sisters, you go and buy a hat or something with something looking like a eye on it, you better be careful. Those things, they are called monitors. You say it's fashion, you say it's style, but to them, it's a camera. Then they go into satanic deliberation. They call a meeting. The information they've gathered, they will table it at the meeting. They will analyze the information. They will deliberate upon it. Then we take action. If they find the action difficult, they now order for an x-ray of your foundation and background. To see the kind of place you are coming from. I used to be a man of God.
There
are plenty of pastors who don't know anything. Those who are speaking American English to Nigerian demon. A demon is speaking chronic Egba, chronic Ijebu, you are speaking English. This man of God does not believe anything foundation. Doesn't believe in ancestral pollution. But he's been praying. He now came to one of our meetings. And he prayed, some of the prayers we prayed there. He got home. He had a dream. In the dream, he had a beautiful car. And he was driving the car to his village. In that dream. When it remained small for him to get to the village, the motor car became a motorbike. Became an Okada. But the Okada was new. The motorbike was new. So he looked at it and said, well, from car to motorbike, it's still not too bad. So the person was approaching his village with a beautiful car. By the time he got to the mouth of the village, it became a motorbike. Then when he was about to enter his father's compound, it became a bicycle. As he entered the gate of his father's house, the bicycle had disappeared. He was now on foot. When he woke up, he ran back to Press City. foundation.
Ipele.
I pray that any foundation that the uncircumcised may be using against you shall be buried today. In the name of Jesus. Today, the power of the uncircumcised targeted against
you
must die. Let your amen roar like thunder. There are only two keys. Become a friend of God by surrendering your life to Jesus, and then stop the uncircumcised before they stop you. Become a friend of God by surrendering your life to Jesus, and then stop the uncircumcised before they stop you. Stop the uncircumcised before they stop you. A lot of people who come to Mountain of Fire lack understanding about the prayers we pray. When we say something should die, death has several meanings. That means to stop living. That means to lose force. That means to stop walking. That means to expire. That means to pass away. That means to cease. That means to collapse. That means to fade away. That means to disappear. That means to finish. When somebody says we want to eradicate cultism in the university, what is saying that he wants cultism to die in that university? That means to eradicate. That means termination of function. That means to dissolve. That means to come to an end. If you say their anger died, it means their anger came to an end. If you say their poverty died, it means their poverty came to an end. If you say the cancer is dead, it means the cancer has no power again. If you say the proposal is dead, so that does not necessarily mean somebody falls down and stops breathing. That can mean to cease functioning. That can mean for something to end in failure. That's what some people don't understand. God told Adam, the day you eat this food, you shall die. Adam ate it.
Adam
and still live for 930 years.
Adam si tun wa laye leyin re fun odun 89 ati 30.
So the death God was talking about is not Adam falling down to die.
Nitori na iru iku t'Olorun so ko nse pe ki Adam subu lule ko si ku.
The Bible says he that giveth herself to pleasure is dead while yet liveth.
Ibe ni pe eni to fira re fun aye jije o ti ku bo ti le wa laye.
So the death the Bible is talking about there is different. It says you are dead to God, dead to the things of God. So death does not necessarily mean that life has passed away. It means inability, it also means inability to perform functions. Spirits do not die. We know that one. But it is possible to stop them from functioning and to disband their evil functions. When you remove the functions of a spirit and it no longer troubles you, as far as you are concerned, that spirit is dead.
ni pati re iru e bebe o ti ku niyan.
We do not pray against human beings.
Ah ki gbadura lodi ti awon eniyan.
We pray against strongholds,
awon ebi giga,
evil powers,
awon agbara buburu,
evil altars,
awon pepe buburu,
evil gates,
awon enona buburu,
and wickedness,
ati iwa ika.
But if a human being decides to go and form a covenant to now kill the circumcised, whatever God does to them is a problem. But then in the Bible, God himself is the greatest killing machine. Killing machine. Because in most cases, if you don't stop them, they will stop you. The solution to Goliath is this. Goliath must die. The solution to the circumcised is this. It must die. The Bible says, suffer not a witch to live. Kill the power of witchcraft anywhere you find it. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. This service will soon come to an end. But I want you to spend the few minutes you have with holy violence. All eyes closed. Let's rise up on our feet. But you see, if you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, you cannot be praying against uncircumcised when you yourself are uncircumcised. So right there where you are, say, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Please don't waste time. Just rise up on your feet and run quickly to the altar here. Or any of the two altars at the back. Come quickly to the altar. Jesus is waiting for you here. You want to surrender your life to Jesus. You too want to defeat your
Goliath
and destroy the uncircumcised targeted against you. Find a way to this altar very quickly. Jesus, there's a few at the altars. I congratulate you. What's bad down your head? Say what I'm going to say after me. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. I know you sent Jesus to die for my sins. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of life. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. Let your anointing overshadow their lives. Accept them, Lord. Write their names in the book of life. Keep them standing by your power. In Jesus' name we pray. The prayers we're going to pray now is prayers of judgment against uncircumcised powers meditating against anyone here. The first prayer, I will be the one who will pray it. All I need from you is a health shaking, hellfire destroying amen. As you are saying the amen, the louder you are saying it, the faster the uncircumcised Philistine, the ill-favored who wants to kill the favored, the lean one that wants to kill the fat one, the faster they will die. As I'm praying this, my prayers now, all those who are having dark visitors at midnight, the visitors shall disappear. And then your breakthrough shall appear. And all those who have this invisible evil smell.
Ti won ni orun airi
chasing away your helpers.
To le awon oluranlowo sonu.
People don't want to help you.
Awon eyan feran lowo.
As I pray now,
even what you got, right?
Those invisible smells shall be cancelled. As I pray this prayer, so,
even what you got, right?
All the strangulating powers shall be completely silenced. As I pray this prayer now, you that person over there,
when you talk Benny,
it's as if somebody is pouring sand on your body and you are alive. The sand shall go back to the senders. As I pray now, that yoke of circular problems. One problem comes, another one goes, another one comes, they shall be broken to pieces. As I pray now, the healing power of God will begin to move from person to person. So if you are meeting your body, lay your hands upon it as I pray. That infirmity is an uncircumcised Philistine. And it must die. As I pray now, there will be a troubling of waters in the womb of so many women here. And that which has been troubling that womb shall jump out instantly. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, because your word says every enemy that comes against us shall flee from before our face. If they come against us in one way, they shall flee in seven ways. Father, I'm praying for all your children who are here now. Any wicked power assigned against anyone here to destroy and to demote, that wicked power, hear the word of the Lord. Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. 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 Every wicked power troubling your children,
don't tell me one more.
Let them die the death of the uncircumcised after the order of
Goliath.
In the name of Jesus. Makasepela kaya boshenderaba. Riba sopande ketela kaya boshenderaba. Oh God,
arise
and cut off the arms of the wicked. Oh God, arise. Cut off the arms of the wicked. Oh God, arise. Cut off the arms of the wicked. Every Goliath company, Pharaoh company, Herod company, troubling anyone here, you are a liar. Die! In the name of Jesus. Masikatenda ya boshendera basanta. Dakatanda ya bosanto. Every man assigned to terminate the life of anyone, I bury the man now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
It is your turn now to pray. I will see whether you like your own destiny now. This principle is very clear. Stop them before they stop you. And anybody who is good in the military things will tell you that sometimes the best defense is attack. You are here to attack. And attacking is not a quiet matter. You will raise up your voice like thunder and like fire. Please don't let anybody's voice overshadow your voice. Goliath of my father's house! Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. Oh, put your mouth up, put your mouth up, put your mouth up, put your mouth up, put your mouth up. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, call Jesus. Abadura.
Enough is enough.
Otoge.
I've cheated you for too long. The uncircumcised have stolen your promotion. Stolen what you should have. You will now, like David, and with a prophetic action, begin to throw your stones into the forehead of the uncircumcised. And as you are saying that, you will shout this loud and clear. Say this louder than anyone here. Wicked power! Confronting my destiny! I stone you dead! In the name of Jesus! Stone them dead! In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, call Jesus. Lagbadura.
We have 10 more prayers to pray. Please don't leave this place until we finish the 10 prayers.
10
more prayers. But
these
first three. It's what the destiny of so many people have been waiting for. Please pray it the way you've never prayed before. Any evil bird carrying message against me, and my family. Can I hear you shouting this loud? In the name of Jesus, kill the birds. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
There are 70 persons here.
Eniyan adorin beni.
They have consulted evil against you.
Won ti lo gbimoran ibi lodi si o.
And they are circulating your name from power to power.
Won se pe oruko re kiri latodo agbara kan sagbara.
Right there where you are. The power of God is coming upon you.
Agbara Olorun ba le o.
And their yoke is broken from off your neck.
Won ti tin ja kuro Olorun re.
That's the first person. That's number two. That's number three. That's number four. Number 10, 20. Say, every cloud assigned to bring wicked rain upon my head. Can you say that loud? Scatter in the name of Jesus. That strikes. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Now,
why
you now decree?
Oh, apashe.
The Bible says, any tree that the Father has not planted shall be rooted up and thrown into the fire. You will now say this loud and clear.
Oh, without alone, rather.
Every load of the enemy in my life. Go back to your sender. Go back to your sender. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shout seven Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Now bring out your prayer request. Hold it in your hand. Right hand and rise up on your feet, please. Hold your prayer request in your hand and pray these prayers. Pray it from your heart. My life. Hear the word of the Lord.
God, Oluwa.
Go forward by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray for your life to move forward. Go forward by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. So every power holding my instrument of advancement. Releases now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to claim your instruments of advancement. In Jesus' name we pray. Any evil hand pointed at my destiny. Dry up! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree that I want you. Makatesete yaboshenda. In Jesus' name we pray. Favor me by fire. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray and ask you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Arrows of shame. Backfire. In the name of Jesus. Masikatende ya boshende rabakanda. In Jesus' name we pray. So every power planning my demotion. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and decree it. Jesus is here. In Jesus' name we pray. This is prayer number 7. Where is the Lord God of
Elijah?
Story change in the name of Jesus. Command your story to change. To change. In Jesus' name we pray. Someone has fasted seriously for this meeting.
And you are saying,
Father, let the man of God mention my case. You, that person, hear the word of the Lord. The clever, intelligent conspiracy against you has been completely scattered. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, beloved. And this sickness that was programmed to kill you shall kill the sender. In the name of Jesus. And by the time you come out for the next palm
exchange,
your enemies shall open their mouth, they won't be able to close it. Let us share the grace and fellowship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forever. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
7 miracle sealing, uncircumcised killing. Hallelujah. Let's go.